There's a freshness here in the room today. There's an excitement here for obvious reasons. But the Holy Spirit attends these events. And He's here. There's breakthrough for some of you today. Like real breakthrough. Come, Holy Spirit. I want you to do something. I'm not going to embarrass you. If you feel comfortable, I want to ask you just to put your hands out in front of you as if you're receiving a gift, of which we are. Might feel awkward to some of you, but He's real and His presence is here. Father, would You pour out Your kindness and Your love upon us as we simply receive from You. Come, Lord. We receive Your goodness. We receive what You have for us today. We receive Your power, Lord, that You know us. You know us by name. You call us. And we just say thank You. Thank You for Your Spirit. Thank You for Your goodness, Lord. Thank you. sincerity, Lord, for your presence. More than just a formality, more than just another duty or another religious checkbox, but you are real and you're here. And Lord, we say thank you. Thank you, oh God, for your goodness. Thank you, Father God, for your presence. Thank you for your attendance here, Lord. You are the most important person in the room, oh God. We come to worship you. We trust you, oh God, with our hearts. We trust you, oh God, with our lives. We say thank you. Thank you. Bless you, Father God. We love you this morning. We're so grateful to you, Father God, for this occasion. Can we say amen? So before we jump in, I'd like to ask Rock, if you would come up here. I want to share with you, or have him share with you, some testimony. I'm going to ask him a few questions here. You're on, it's ready to go. So, about, gosh, it was, I don't even remember the month, maybe October? September, October of last year. I never met Rock before. He came with a family. The Caro family are friends with him. Their kids went to school together, I believe, known each other. And so he came, and I think it was something like, I don't want to go. I don't want to be there.
Yeah, it took pretty much, I was fighting my family. Didn't want to come to another church because we just gone to church.
Yeah, so that was your second church service of the day so far.
Yeah.
You're like, I'm done with this old church
thing. I was kicking and screaming.
Kicking and screaming. So he came and we had this water baptism celebration, and you didn't get baptized, of course, last year, right?
No.
So what happened last year? If you can kind of summarize, did you have an encounter of some sort? Did you have an experience?
Yeah, so I was sitting right over here watching the Caros get their baptism, and then there was a stopping point where the baptism was kind of over. And Doug was calling for other people to actually join in if they want. It's still open to them. And something about that beauty and the energy I felt from this congregation was the most powerful thing I'd ever felt. And I've done a lot of bad things in my past, you know, that also have experiences with them. And this was not one of them. This was the most incredible thing I'd ever experienced. It was the Holy Spirit. And I've never felt it, but something moved in me that day. And I couldn't help it. I couldn't talk. I couldn't make words. My wife was trying to talk to me. I couldn't even talk to her. And I couldn't stop crying. And I was crying in front of my teenage daughter and her friend. You know, I was like, no, what am I doing?
But yeah, it's tripping out here.
it was definitely. Yeah. And I'll tell you, those anchors that you were talking about earlier, for 35 years, I've been carrying those with me. And so today I want to get rid of them.
Amen. Very cool. So that, after that experience, of course, you're coming around, and Rock serves in so many different ways. We've met up over a number of times, having coffee together, just connecting, right? But since then, he's made a number of decisions along with his family and friends to be here today. So why are you getting baptized today?
Well, I guess to stick with analogies, I want to give Jesus Christ the steering wheel. I want to jump into the passenger seat. I want to unbuckle the seatbelt in faith to give to him, because he's going to give me all the security that I need. And then I want him to drive me fast away from where I'm coming from.
That's good. Anybody else in your crew getting baptized today?
Yes, my beautiful wife Melinda is getting baptized. My mother, Patty, is getting baptized. My daughter, Mia, is getting baptized. Her friend, Maggie, is getting baptized. My best friend for a long time and band member, Ron Hobby, is getting baptized as well.
I want to share with you just a few things about baptism. I'm going to try to keep it brief here. But today we celebrate. And a little, if I can prop anything with this. When we baptize each person, we're gonna briefly interview them, like I did Rock here, which was a little more extensive than others. I don't expect you to share like all of the things he did. There was a special story that I wanted you to hear. But we're gonna ask you simply, what's your name and why are you getting baptized? And Andy Antal is gonna facilitate that with a microphone. And after that's done, we'll baptize you. When you come up out of the water, here's your job now. If you're not getting wet, then you're going to stand to your feet, shout, celebrate, and scream your head off, because this is worthy of celebration. In the scripture, we see two ordinances or sacraments. One of them is baptism, we are commanded to do, and another one is communion. And we practice those as often as we feel are good for us. Communion, we try to do monthly. Baptism, we try to do biannually at least. If there's more to be baptized, we'll do it sooner. But here we are doing baptism again. Matthew 28:19, it says this, "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit." So when we talk about baptism, there's two realities that I want to draw your attention to. The first reality is baptism is a symbol. It's a representation of going down, being buried with Christ, and being raised up unto newness of life. So it's a symbol of being set free from our sins. If Christ died, we died with him. And if he raised again from the dead, then we've been raised unto newness of life with him as well. So it's a clear physical picture of sins being washed away. And it's a declaration of death, burial, and resurrection with Christ. Consider this, Romans chapter 6, verses 3 and 4. We have been buried with him through baptism into death, so we too might walk in the newness of life. Acts 22:16 gives us some urgency regarding baptism. It says this, "Now why do you delay? Get up and be baptized and wash away your sins, calling on the name of Jesus Christ." And our theme verse for the morning, 2 Corinthians 5:17. If anyone is in Christ, he's a new creation. The old things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. How many's interested in some new things? The second idea, so symbolism, we baptize as a symbol of the death and life of Christ. The second concept I really want to get a hold of, which is just as important, is this thing of spiritual reality. While baptism is symbolic, it's not only symbolic. We believe the Holy Spirit attends these waters. We believe that this event is not just a tick box. It's not just something to scratch off of a to-do list, but it's significant. It's meaningful. It's not about just going underwater. It's about surrendering to Christ. It's about learning to walk in obedience And it's an invitation to come closer to the Lord. This is a process. This is not something that after you do it, you have to be perfect. It's not like that. We'll never be perfect anyways, right? Jesus is the only perfect one. So for us, it's a process of growing in maturity. It's a process of falling, getting back up, and allowing His grace to cover us from our sins, our failures, our weaknesses. It's all about learning to walk in Christ. You know, often we use the phrase we're human beings. I think it's more appropriate to say we're human becomings. We're human becomings, becoming like Christ, walking through a process. It's not about perfection. It's about saying, yes, Lord, I'm all in. I'm all in. I need more. I want more. Baptism is a point of spiritual alignment, a holy moment where heaven rejoices. You remember in the story, in the scriptures, the gospel, where Jesus is baptized, the heavens opened up. And God spoke directly about identity and about belonging. This is my Son, in whom I am well pleased. The Spirit often moves powerfully during these moments, as you heard from Rock here. Just being an onlooker, frustrated, didn't even want to walk through the doors of the church, shows up, life changed, family changed, and motivated in a whole new direction. And those of you who know him, know his family, you see it. You see it. It's changed. It's profound. You can't make that stuff up. He brings breakthrough, peace, purpose, and assurance. You're going to see that when we baptize in full immersion. Some of you are probably going to hold you down a little extra long. Just kidding. Just kidding. That's what they did to me. That's why I'm all messed up. The term in the Greek is baptizo, which means to immerse, to dip, or to wash. In the New Testament, baptisms were full immersion. They were completely under the water, symbolizing burial and resurrection. Some examples you see in Mark 1:10, it talks about Jesus, after he was baptized, he came up out from the water. He came up out of the water, indicating that he had been underwater. And Philip and the Ethiopian in Acts 8:38-39, it says that they both went down into the water, speaking of full immersion. Another thing here is the music's going to be playing and you're not going to be able to hear me speak much because I'm going to turn my mic off and it's just going to be kind of a moment, kind of a semi-intimate / public moment. You get to watch, but you don't get to hear much. And what I'm saying to them is going to sound something like this. I baptize you in the name of Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of sins, lowered in his death and raised unto newness of life. And then that's your cue. What are you going to do? Yeah! So the words we speak are really important. But what's most important is what we believe and who we ask to be present during the moment. So I'm not baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We're baptizing in the name of Jesus Christ because we believe in His name is the fullness of the Godhead. The person Jesus Christ is whom we're looking to affirm and to follow. After that's done, there's going to be a team here that's going to safely walk you through some of these slick wood floors. We've got a really cool pathway here. Nice bright blue. Lots of towels, and we're going to give you a t-shirt, and then you can make your way to the restroom change. After that, there's a photo booth here. You can take pictures with your family, and then we're going to celebrate and have a meal together. How does that sound?